Dubai Eye
103.8.
There's an app for that.
And that's all you get. Literally 4.5 seconds of creatives and production to come up with.
There's an app for that.
Cost nothing as well.
No, because apparently you voiced that. Is that right?
I know, yeah. Let my voice to.
Which is, just doesn't make sense. Go, say there's an app for that.
There's an app for that.
There's an app for that.
Yeah, see, I'm not having that. That's different voices.
Technology.
Crazy. Okay, there's an app for that. Why have we come up with this segment? Seen as Ella Mayer, give us some provenance. What is it all about?
Oh, there's so many apps here in the UAE. And we want to highlight homegrown apps every week. We ask you to download them and we ask for your feedback. So it's very interactive and I've loved every single There's an App for That episode so far.
It's just about to get better as well because joining us here in studio is the team from Let's DXB. Okay, that's the thing that you need to download now. That is the app that you need to get on your phone so that you can work through it. And if you've got any questions about it, then we might well have the answers. Why? Because we've got the man in the know. It is AJ, a.k.a. Mr. Brunch, the co-founder of Let's DXB. He's live here in studio. Good to see you, AJ.
Hi, Tom. How are you?
All good?
Excellent, thank you.
How's 2019 been? Has it been all right for business?
It's busy, which is great. Busy is good. Keeps us out of trouble.
You know, just before we get on to the app and everything that it stands for, in terms of somebody who's become synonymous with all things brunch... I was going to say all things Friday afternoons, but you can brunch pretty much throughout the week nowadays,
can't
you?
You can brunch every night of the week. I don't know whether that's a good thing or a bad thing to be synonymous with brunch. But yes, it's every night of the week. And that's kind of how this thing started. It's a passion project and it's a project born out of love, really. Love of Dubai, love of F&B and I guess love for my partner in crime, Lucy.
How long in Dubai for you guys?
This will be 10 years now.
10 years, okay. Yes. How much has the concept of brunch changed over that decade, both from the perspective of consumers like you and I, but also the hotels?
That's a loaded question. How long have you got? Wow. So, I mean, when we first came to Dubai, brunch was... It was either your big three, so it was either Yolumba, Bubblicious, or Saffron. That was it, yeah. Really. Now the landscape of brunches has changed so much in that there's brunches on a Sunday evening, a Monday evening, Saturday afternoon brunches, Thursday night brunches are huge now for hotels. Yeah. The concept of the buffet is slowly dwindling now. It's a lot of consumers, much like yourselves, I don't really like the idea of buffet because of the wastage and because it's just too big to get around. So a lot of a la carte brunches are taking a lot of focus from the brunch scene.
Someone's trying to put you off.
It's more about fine dining. Oh, there he is. Excellent. Brilliant. I seem to know everyone in this town. Can't get away with everything in here, even on the radio. It's great. Fine dining is merged now with brunches. So we love it. It's great for foodies and great for everybody that likes a good time.
Just how important is a brunch to a hotel or a restaurant's bottom line?
It's huge. I mean, that's why they all do them. Again, we mentioned about the wastage, but if as a hotel you're not offering a brunch, then you're cutting off a huge source of income. We get asked questions all the time, not from just from people in Dubai, but people who are coming on holiday here from the States, from the UK. And they sometimes pick their hotel based on their brunches. And brunches are now becoming international brands. So a brunch is absolutely huge for a bottom line.
You guys set up Let's DXB.
Let's DXB is 2 years old, but before that it was Let's Brunch. So,
yeah.
Yeah, solely focused on Let's Brunch. So how the story as it goes in the shortened version is Mr. and Mrs. Brunch is myself and Lucy, and we started... a brunch blog or information source based on the fact that every Thursday night, our phones, our emails would blow up, would become like this concierge service where people would want to know where's good to go on a, you know, tomorrow, where my parents are coming out, where should I take them? So we had all of this knowledge because Lucy and I, we like to go out, if you know us. We have quite a wide knowledge of what's good, the new offerings in town. We built up a bit of a reputation. So we'd get a few invites to places, and we'd be able to give our honest opinions on our site, which was Mr. and Mrs. Brunch, our Instagram, and then Mr. and Mrs. Brunch, our website. Mm. So we thought we'd just put all of this into one source, which was Let's Brunch the app. Because we had quite a large number of users in the first year, hotels began reaching out to us, again, offering us discounts. So that turned into what you now see as Let's DXB, because we turned it from Let's Brunch into now offering restaurants and bars as well. So Let's DXB encompasses the whole three. So yeah. Bars, restaurants and brunches.
So it's grown large. If one could grow larger than a brunch, it's got bigger than a brunch.
It's grown its own legs, yeah. So it's it's difficult to manage just being as there's three of us, as Lucy, myself, and then we've got a third business partner, Peter.
Okay, let's talk about the nitty-gritty, if we can, with regards to downloading it. Zina's LMA, you're always charged with being our crash test dummy on the show when we talk. There's an app for that. You've downloaded it. Straightforward so far?
Yes, straightforward so far. I'm just in the process of registering, reading the reviews as well. So I'll just read out some of them. A Google user said, great app. Some real savings, very helpful. So you don't just recommend brunches, but you also offer some deals?
Yes. So the idea of it is it's completely free. We wanted something out there that was convenient and something that wouldn't tie you in. So we came up with the concept that we have lots of listings we have over 1,000 listings for restaurants, bars, and of course brunches, which is our biggest area. Mm. But we also we're bijou in terms of our discounts that we offer. So we've got coming up to about 200 discounts that we offer, and they range from 15% up to 50% off. So we can be flexible with what a hotel offers. And we're conscious of the fact that we want to work with the hotels to keep their bottom line up as well. So
what about, I mean, if you make a sort of recommendation, we all know that they blow hot and cold, don't they? There's always like the buzz bunch around town, and therefore it might be quite difficult to get a table there unless you've booked in advance. Can you do reservations through the app?
You can actually book through the app, yes. So we have direct links with a number of the hotel's own booking sites. We also have a partnership with Eatapp, which again is another local app through their booking platform. And you can book directly through there. We want to make it as easy and as simple for the end customer as possible.
Scenes?
Yes, we've also got, I'm just reading through the reviews. Some people have had issues with registering, but has that been sorted out?
Yeah, so one of the things that we do, obviously we're a mum and pup organisation, and we learn as we go all the time. So we had, this is probably number version 73 of our app. Every time it gets released, we find something that we don't like. We listen to customer feedback with the registration process. So for example, on an Android phone, we don't have one. I'm an iPhone user. Mm-hmm. So on the Android phone, when you were entering in your date of birth, apparently you had to scroll through hundreds of thousands of years. So we had people contacting us saying, your age bracket start at 0000. So that was a quick fix with the technical team we have back in Scotland who actually designed the app. So these things we need to hear about them so that we can fix them. But we welcome all sorts of feedback like that.
But talk to me about the design of the app, because as you mentioned, you've sort of evolved the brand and the product through Insta, through Twitter, through blogs, all the way through now to the app as well. Was that important to you to have a sort of unique, a fresh design?
Yeah, I mean, we try to keep it nice and bright. So we've used three primary colours, one for each brand. Obviously, the brunch is yellow, and we've got one for bars and then one for restaurants as well. We've tried to keep it really, really simple, not too many buttons so people can get lost. But the three key main areas are let's eat, let's drink, and let's brunch. Mm. We've also got a let's explore option, which is where hoteliers and bars and restaurants can advertise their quiz nights and ladies' nights, gentlemen's nights, all of those sorts of things. So we just want to add as much value as we can with the design.
Free to download?
Absolutely free to download.
And available where?
On Google Play and the App Store.
There's an app for that!
Quite enough of that. The app for that this week is an app that's been a resounding success in the UAE. In fact, it's been voted Deals App of the Year by Shortlist Mobile back in 2016. Also, the team behind it were awarded the Food Influencers of the Year in 2017 at the BBC Good Food Awards because of the influence that Let's Brunch app, now Let's DXB, had on the brunching scene that particular year. AJ, one of the co-founders, is with us in studio, and We're taking your questions, your reviews and more as we look at the Let's DXB app and the impact it's had. Zina, you're looking at some of the reviews?
Yes, so some of the reviews are pretty positive. I'm looking on the Android one. Great app, easy to use, full of amazing deals, great tool to go out with and save money. Logging in with this one's not positive, but logging in with Facebook doesn't work. Who logs into an app with Facebook?
Me, actually.
Really?
That's an issue that we had. We fixed that. It was basically you couldn't log in with Facebook if you already had an account created, but we fixed that now.
Oh,
so
okay.
That's excellent. I'll probably use that review.
In terms of users, are you able to get a sort of take on the way that you're growing at the moment?
Yeah. I mean, I'm a geek. I love information. I love data. I love a spreadsheet. at last count, we were up to 55,000 users.
Wow.
35,000 of those were active. Obviously, the transient nature of Dubai, and some people just download things just to have it on their phone. But in terms of active users, people who have downloaded it and actually gone through the sign-up process and used it at least once, there's 35,000 active users.
Amazing. To get in terms of the offerings, I mean, great offerings and resource for residents. Is it also appealing to tourists coming in?
Yeah, 100%. As mentioned, our Instagram is obviously now global, so lots of people find us on Instagram, they watch our videos, and lots of people contact us who are coming over on holiday to plan their brunches and their meals out. So the fact that it is free, it takes away an instant barrier. So holidaymakers can come download it for free and then use it on their holiday and keep it.
And is brunch still synonymous with a trip to Dubai as well?
100%, yeah. Brunch and a ladies' day, they're the two things that that people want to do in Dubai. And it's a thing that you can do it elsewhere in the world, but no one does it as big and as great as Dubai does. Yeah, we've experienced brunches in New York, we've experienced brunches in Bangkok, we've even experienced brunches in London, and then they're nowhere near the same level as Dubai.
Yeah.
Brunches here are known to be crazy, you know, lots of places have different gimmicks, but they've kind of toned down a bit. Lots of places now offering, you know, play areas, they're all very family friendly, and lots of brunches now are lazy as opposed to like insane, like girls in a train doing the conga. So, do you think that's one of the major changes in the brunch scene?
I think so. I mean, you've got to bear in mind where we are in the world and how things were. It was a little bit like the Wild West. A lot of brunches have toned down, but overall, every person, every customer wants to get, you know, they judge a brunch on their food, the entertainment, the beverages, and the service of the staff.
And there's so much choice now. You've got Let's DXB, you've got the Entertainer, Voucher Scout. So do you think the people will not go to a brunch unless they're getting a good deal, a 2-for-1 deal or a discounted one?
Some people do. Some people actually do operate like that. I mean, it's tough times out there and some people do operate, and we realise Dubai's expensive and brunches are expensive. So our job is to work with the hotels to make sure that it is still a good value proposition for consumers to attract them. But also hotels also don't want to over cheapen their brand. That's why we range everything from 10% up to 50% off.
And in terms of that, I mean, we're seeing a lot with people dining out, not specifically with brunches, but when you dine out, a lot of people are sort of relying on their community restaurants and somewhere that's close and nearby now. Are we seeing that with brunches? Has that become a trend?
Not as much, not quite yet. I mean, brunches are, it's mainly in the areas. I mean, we have Marina Field Brunches, Business Bay and Downtown, the three main areas that we see in terms of those. So, I mean, we live in Town Square, way back out there, and there isn't one yet. The closest, I believe, is the Trump, and they're starting a brunch.
But you've got like a location map or something like that on the app.
Yeah, we can do geo-tagging. So, again, you just press a button and it comes up with a Google map on where you are and what's your closest deal to you.
Well, I'm sold. I'm all over it. Zines, any other final questions from you?
Yes, what's the cheapest brunch out there?
Oh, look at that.
Sorry.
That just looks...
And you,
I bet you're going to turn around and say that's from somebody, but I know that's from you.
I know. You hate talking about money, so... Someone's got to ask.
I mean, we discussed it in the break there. We talked about Waxy O'Connor's back in the day.
And that was 99 dirhams.
But that sadly doesn't exist anymore. And off the top of my head, I would say that Funch Brunch at Double Deckers, which is 200 dirhams, that's also on Let's DXB for 4 hours of brunching.
What's the fanciest one? Most expensive?
I believe Pierre Chic are still doing their brunch, which is north of 2,000 dirhams. Well, Marco Pierre White, so that's one heck of a brunch.
Wow.
That's the one you've got to be there. Yeah. First, bang on 12 o'clock.
Yeah.
You ain't leaving until well after
Absolutely
four, that's
not.
For sure.
Absolutely not. That's great.
Listen, one more from me, and I think I know the answer to this at the moment, but I might be surprised. They always say that there's a clue in the title. Let's DXB. I mean, obviously, is that the focus at the moment, or is there thoughts of branching out to the other Emirates?
There is. I mean, we first started, we did cover Abu Dhabi and Ras Al Khaimah as well, but we thought, concentrate on what we know first, DXB, and there are plans for expansion in the future, not just to Abu Dhabi, but maybe to Singapore, to London, to Bangkok. So
brilliant.
Watch this space.
Watch this space indeed. Adrian John, AJ, good to see you again, my friend.
Thanks,
if people
Tom.
Want to download this one, what do they need to search for?
You can either search for Mr. and Mrs. Brunch or Let's DXB on Google Play or the App Store.
Best of luck. Thanks much indeed for being with us.
Cheers,
do download that now.
This is Dubai Eye 103.8.